Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Daisy Take. I'm your host, Daisy Elizabeth, and I want to welcome you here. If you're new here, hi, and welcome. And I hope that you hit that subscribe button or click that little check mark and never miss an episode. And if you've been listening, thank you so much. I appreciate you, and thank you for sticking with me. I really do appreciate and love all of you. This episode contains subject matters that may be sensitive to some listeners. Listener discretion is advised. Information for today's podcast comes from Foxella.com, Crazy Days and Nights, Today.com, Wikipedia.org, and that is CrazyDaysAndNights.net. Okay, so today we're going to talk, and I had a very, very strong, like, tug of war with myself about doing this one. I've always loved this guy. And I can be angry, but I can empathize at the same time. So today, let's talk about Robert Pastorelli. Have you ever heard of him? And the death of his girlfriend. Now, Robert, he acquired a reputation as a skilled character actor in the 1980s. And his career in the 90s, and his career went into decline after the death of his girlfriend under mysterious circumstances. And he was best known for playing Eldon on Murphy Brown. Remember her painter, you know, that goofy guy? I used to love to watch that show just because of him. He was in a movie called Eraser, and also Michael. If you've ever seen Michael with Andy McDowell and John Travolta, he was in that. One of my favorite movies. I love it. Now, he spent his childhood years in Edison, New Jersey, and he graduated from Edison High School in 1972. And he initially intended his career to be as a boxer, but he abandoned the sport due to injuries. I guess he had gotten some injuries, so he decided, well, you know, that's not really for me. And he also sustained like a fatal car crash at the age of 19. And I guess he was near death at the time of that incident. So that was kind of scary for him. He had experienced himself looking down and above his body on the hospital bed with his father at his bedside, you know, trying to overcome his grief. That is crazy because I've heard of a lot of people, you know, doing that. Like they'll feel like they're going to pass away and they'll float over and hover over their bodies. And then they'll just come back down. And a lot of people have talked about that after death, you know, or before death, you know, when they've come back, how they've experienced that. And he also, he acquired a narcotic habit. So he did drugs, you know. He would put away the drugs for a while, but he would definitely relapse later on in years. So in 1982, he went to Los Angeles seeking Hollywood, just as everyone does. Spending his early 1980s in television, you know, he had little appearances, you know, and he found a niche in playing like streetwise characters, gangster characters, you know, a guy from the Italian Bronx, you know, stuff like that. That was really his forte. He did a few movies, you know, Outrageous Fortune, Beverly Hills Cop 2, Dances with Wolves. I didn't know he was in Dances with Wolves. And that's when he got the role of Eldon on the series Murphy Brown, which I used to love watching that show. I thought he was great. I thought he was funny. He just had this real comedic timing. I just fell in love with him because I thought he was great. The ratings on that show like skyrocketed, and he stayed with the show for 7 seasons from 88 to 94. So I got to tell you, when you stay with the show for that long, that pays the bills. You know, you're getting a steady income. Maybe you're looking at bit roles here and there, but you got a steady income and that's going to pay the bills. Now, Murphy Brown producer Diane English was impressed with his abilities. She worked with him to produce his first starring vehicle, the television sitcom Double Rush. But I think that only lasted like 1 season. And then 2 years later, he starred in American British detective series from 1997 to 1999. And that was called Cracker. I have never heard of that until I started looking this up. I never heard of the TV series Cracker. So I'm going to have to look it up. If y'all look it up and you like it, let me know, because I'm going to look that up. Now, he got together with a woman, and this is where things kind of go awry. So we're going to jump ahead a little ways. On the evening of March 15th, 1999. Now, mind you, when all this is going on, you know, he did Murphy Brown. He did that television show, Double Rush. He was in Cracker. So he had work. He had work. On the evening of March 15th, 1999, during an incident at his Hollywood home, his 25-year-old girlfriend, Charmaine Jonovich, was killed by a gunshot to the head. During the investigation that followed, Robert said that in the midst of an argument between the two of them, she suddenly produced a handgun and killed herself. Now, the incident was investigated as an accident or suicide. Now, the Los Angeles Department of the Coroner declared the cause of death undetermined. And I don't know if that was ever changed, but from what I read also, they had a very tumultuous relationship. Fighting, arguing all the time. So I went down the rabbit hole a little bit, okay? Not much, because I don't want to get stuck there. But I went down this rabbit hole a tiny bit, and this is what I found from crazydaysandnights.net. And this is what it said. Back in the day, there was a murder. Now, this is from crazydaysandnights.net. This is not what I'm saying. This is what was posted on their website. Back in the day, there was a murder. It involved an actor who was probably B-list at the time, but everyone knew him. Solid character actor. Everyone knew it, but they kept giving him work. Not as much, but enough to keep him going. The actor ended up killing himself the night before the police were going to arrest him after new evidence was given to them. What was the new evidence? A witness to the murder who had stayed silent for several years about the murder because the person they thought would be charged too. For years after the murder, this witness had huge drinking and drug issues because of it. The stress was killing them, so they finally went to the police. How had this person been a witness? She had been there the night of the killing, having sex with the actor. Who was the witness? A B-list actress who was more famous then, but all of you know, all of you know. Now, The B-list extra at Lola. The B, I'm sorry. I should totally edit that out. The actress that they are apparently talking about is Natasha Lyonne. Now, I also read that on Foxella. And I am not sure if this is true, but you can get online and look it up yourself. It says on Foxella, everyone knew he did it, but kept giving him work, not as much, but enough to keep him going. The actor ended up killing himself the night before the police were going to arrest him, again, after new evidence was given to them. What was the new evidence? A witness to the murder, one who had stayed silent for several years about the murder because the person thought they would be charged too. And at the end of that statement, it says murderer, Robert Pastorelli, victim, Charmaine Jonovich, B-list actress, Natasha Lyonne. Now, if you don't know who she is, you'll have to go look her up because I'm not going to give any more information than that. Now, these were on two separate websites. I'm not sure if it's true. Maybe it is true. Maybe it's not true. I do think that when Charmaine was hit with the bullet in the head, I believe it was foul play. Maybe her and Robert were arguing and it got out of hand. I think I read somewhere that he said, go ahead and shoot yourself. And she did. But maybe they were arguing and, you know, the gun went off. But somehow I feel in my gut that he had something to do with it. It's just all a little too suspicious. And a year later, he married someone else and had another daughter because, Charmaine Jonovich and him had a daughter, and then a year later he married someone else and they had a daughter. So I don't know. Now, this is where it gets really sad because this guy was really talented. He had a lot going for him, even though his career wasn't like the, you know, A-list 100% dynamic actor, whatever you want to call them. He was funny. He was talented. He knew how to act. He knew how to play the role. And I think it's really sad because drugs caught up with him again. So he was found dead at his home at the age of 49 in the Hollywood Hills on March 8th, 2004 from a narcotics overdose. Now, at the time of his death, he had been forewarned that the authorities were planning on arresting him for further questioning regarding the shooting of Charmaine Jonovich. And I hope I'm saying her name correctly. In March 1999. Now, a review of the original evidence had resulted in her death being reclassified as a homicide. So I guess they did reclassified it, because before it was undetermined, then it was reclassified as a homicide. The coroner's office reported that Robert died of a fatal blood concentration of morphine. So he had a drug overdose, essentially. I think he knew somehow he was going to be arrested, so that was the easy out for him. Which is really kind of suckish because, like, he had kids. And, I mean, if you shot her and you killed her and you had a fight, just fess up, you know? I don't know. The whole thing is just very, it's very sad. It's very heartbreaking because he had a lot of talent. He really, really did. So his body was interred at the mausoleum at St. Catherine's Cemetery in Secret, New Jersey. He played Eldon on Murphy Brown. And his body was discovered by his assistant in the bathroom. They did an autopsy, or an autopsy was planned. I'm not sure if they ever did it. I didn't find any information on that, but yeah, so that's the story of Robert Pastorelli, his girlfriend, and the awful turn that, you know, Charmaine Jonovich, the awful turn that, they took in their relationship. Their relationship, I feel, was very tumultuous. And I had read somewhere that it was just fighting, arguing, you know, just getting in each other's face, probably. She sounds like she was pretty headstrong. She was younger than him, too. So I think maybe that kind of age gap had something to do with it. But I don't really think age matters, because when you love someone, they could be 10, 20 years older than you. If you have that bond together, that's okay. You're going to work it out. So rest in peace, Charmaine. Rest in peace, Robert. I hope that both of you have found the peace that you were looking for. I want to thank you for joining me today on the Daisy Take. I hope that you have a wonderful weekend. Join me for Murder to Missing Monday on Monday. Be kind to one another. Love you. Bye.